welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History. I'm Claire Ridgway. I've written several books on Tudor history, and I'm a bit of a Tudor history nut. So, on this day in Tudor history, Monday the 10th of July 1553, the new monarch, Queen Jane, or Lady Jane Grey, as she's more commonly known, was received at the Tower of London. Jane was accompanied by her husband, Guildford Dudley, her parents, Francis and Henry Grey, the Duke and Duchess of Suffolk, and also Guildford's mother, Jane, Duchess of Northumberland. They arrived by barge, having travelled along the River Thames from Sion. This party was greeted at the Tower of London by Guildford's father, John Dudley, Duke of Northumberland, and other councillors, before they made their way through the tower gates, Jane and Guildford walking under the canopy of state. Merchant tailor of London and diarist Henry Machin records this event in his diary, writing, "The 10th day of July was received into the tower, the Queen Jane, with a great company of lords and nobles. After the Queen and the Duchess of Suffolk, her mother bearing her train with many ladies. And there was a shot of guns and chambers, as has not been seen oft, between 4 and 5 of the clock. By 6 of the clock began the proclamation the same afternoon of Queen Jane, with 2 heralds and a trumpet blowing, declaring that my Lady Mary was unlawfully begotten, and so went through Cheap to Fleet Street, proclaiming Queen Jane." So as Machin describes there, as the party reached the Tower of London, there was a gun salute and a blast of trumpets to silence the crowd. The 2 heralds then proclaimed that Jane was now Queen of England, and they went on to proclaim the same message in Cheapside and Fleet Street. Machin adds, "And there was a young man taken that time for speaking of certain words of Queen Mary, that she had the right title." So we have a boy declaring there that it was actually Mary who was the rightful queen. And Machin goes on to say that the following day, at 8 of the clock in the morning, the young man for speaking was set on the pillory and both his ears cut off. Poor boy. On the very same day that Jane was being proclaimed Queen in London, the Royal Council received a letter from Mary, the late King Edward VI's half-sister, informing them that she was the rightful heir to the throne and not Jane, and demanding their support. Jane and the council were going to have a fight on their hands, for Mary was busy gathering support for her cause in East Anglia. And the events of summer 1553 I find really very interesting, with these 2 women both believing that the throne is theirs. And of course, we do have Mary being the successful one and Jane eventually losing her life. So that's what happened on this day in Tudor history in 1553. Jane was proclaimed Queen Jane of England. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.